Have you seen uncertainty like we have now in the time that you've been in the federal market?
No. It's been a rough year. We spent more than half the year not certain about the amount of spending authority that agencies would have. And then we got some new additional competition rules around transparency and procurement here at the in the last quarter. Went into effect May 16th, but it's affecting procurements now as we head into this last month. So things are taking longer, and we have less time. So yeah, we're in a tough spot right now, and we're all busy trying to make up for lost time here in the last month of the fiscal year.
Now, the month of September, the last couple of weeks of the fiscal year are always kind of crazy. Will this year look a little bit different, though, since we didn't get even a spending plan for fiscal 2011 until so late in the year, or does that not impact much what will be happening at agencies for the next couple of weeks?
No, I think it impacts it quite a bit. There's a lot of money yet to be obligated and very little time to do that. So yes, it's a very, very hectic September, probably more hectic than any I have seen.
What from either the agency or the contractor side should people be keeping in mind as they're trying to stay organized and stay focused in the middle of that chaos?
Sure. Well, with the emphasis on competition and transparency, you know, any procurement that really didn't have the preliminary activities performed, market research, requirements definition, multiple brands being considered, those kinds of procurements that were really half-baked when they got sent to contracts are probably things that maybe can't get fixed anymore this month. And so we need to be focused on things that can actually get through procurement.
Is that going to be the main thing, you think, just to look at these and say, is this reasonable to get done before people even try to do it?
Well, I think that's the first step in kind of a triage approach, thinking about how to spend our time and resources. Clearly, if something just doesn't have the necessary signatures, it's probably too late to get them at this point.
And just not worth even trying to pursue in the first place.
Well, quite possibly. I mean, another dynamic that's going on is procurements that, you know, senior leadership wants to get done, and they have the money, but the contract shops just don't have the bandwidth to actually execute on them. So in those cases, I mean, if all the preliminaries can be done, maybe the contract shop can, you know, juggle priorities or just not work on things that were half-baked to begin with.
How big of a problem is that right now, where the agencies in some cases have the money, but the contracting shops don't have the muscle, the power, the humans to be able to get the work done before September 30th?
It's rather prevalent. We have pretty early deadlines in many of these shops for very large procurements. Things had to be in back in June, early July, for things in the, you know, multi-million dollar range. And I believe the last deadline in a series of deadlines as we move towards September was August 15th for, you know, relatively small procurements. Those deadlines being deadlines where the procurement shops are saying we will guarantee action, you know, if everything is lined up. That said, procurement requests are still streaming in, I'm sure, but the contracting shops are saying, well, we told you what our deadlines were to guarantee action. You missed that deadline, so we're not guaranteeing that we'll get it done. So there's a lot of risk out there in whether or not deals that we've been counting on will actually get consummated.
All right, so that's not necessarily the happiest prognosis for the rest of this fiscal year. Fiscal year 2011 is done at midnight on September 30th. A new fiscal year starts October 1st, whether Congress likes it or not. Any thoughts about what we'll see there? Because, I mean, other than just a very few markups here and there, nothing really done there either.
Well, that's true. I did see some... I would say one happy thing about 2012 before I say about 2011, before I move to 2012. The happy thing about 2011 is that there's nothing like a compelling event, nothing like a deadline. And we do have money that needs to get spent. So we are seeing lots of activity, lots of sales happening. So, I mean, I think it will be a bright September. It's just that the agencies might not get all their work done because of some of these other constraints. But moving on then to 2012, the thing that I'm hoping for is that there is apparently a letter between the House leadership, I believe it was Representative Cantor and the Appropriations Committee Chair, basically saying that the House Appropriations Committee is going to move forward with the debt ceiling numbers. And I believe they have six of those bills marked up. I don't know how the other, and they've had them for a while. I don't know how the others are going, but it seemed like the House was not going to hold up the process to revisit whether or not the debt ceiling numbers were deep enough for 2012. So I'm hopeful that you know, with a moderate CR, maybe a month. 6-8 weeks, we'll have a final appropriation for 2012.
You win the award for the most optimistic person I've talked to when it comes to that, Steve.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there was some reporting last week that was published in the BNA publication, Federal Contracts. It's a daily online publication, and I'm basing my thoughts on that reporting. But I guess we'll see. I am usually rather optimistic.
And that's why I love to have you on the show. I appreciate talking to you, Steve. Thanks for coming on today.